Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story from the Berkshire Eagle and also the BerkshireEdge.com in Great Barrington, cannabis was the point of a hearing that was held for almost an hour to an hour and a half for 20 or so residents who attended the forum on marijuana topics at Town Hall last Wednesday. The board voted to restrict the number of shops to 7. That's the same number of off-premises, all alcoholic beverages licenses for package stores permitted in town, and they declined to place further restrictions on the locations of shops in the downtown area. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to make New York's ban on hydraulic fracking harder to overturn. Cuomo pledged support on Tuesday of last week for making the state's fracking ban permanent, meaning it would be set in law and require the legislature to overturn it. As it now stands, the state's ban is held in place by the Department of Environmental Conservation, which oversees gas drilling in New York and is run by a Cuomo appointee. It could easily be overturned by a future governor without lawmakers' approval. Cuomo unveiled his support for a more forceful ban during his annual state budget address near the state capitol, including it with a handful of other environmental-focused proposals. Out of Pittsfield, a couple who are longtime supporters of Barrington Stage Company have provided a $1 million gift that will allow the performing arts company to commission and produce new performances. The gift from board members Sidell and Lee Blatt will create the Sidell Blatt New Works Commission Program, which will commission new work and support production and development. The money will be provided to Barrington Stage in annual $100,000 increments over a 10-year period. It's the largest gift Barrington Stage has received, solely dedicated to new work over the Performing Arts Company 25-year history. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Tri-Town Coalition in Amenia hosting its first educational forum on short-term rentals presented by the Dutchess County Planning Department at 6 p.m. at the Amenia Town Hall Auditorium. It's free, but RSVPs are requested by email jbordreau@hudsonriverhousing.org. The Amenia Town Hall is located on Route 22. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Committee meeting at the Union at 7:30. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 1 o'clock in the Central Office Conference Room. Also on Wednesday, a free workshop entitled Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself will take place from 5:30 till 7:30 at the CHP offices, Main Conference Room, Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Pre-registration is a must at 413-528-0457. On Wednesday in Dover, New York, the town board has a regular meeting at Town Hall at 6:30. The Berkshire's Jewish Federation presents a pair of discussions entitled Moments to Remember, featuring Dick Macht, January 30th and February 6th at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. Admission to the 10:45 lectures are free. More information at 413-442-2200. The Roloff Jansen Community Library is sponsoring two events, a new painting party club meeting on Thursday, 5 till 7. The medium will be canvas, and harpsichordist Andrew Appel will perform on Saturday the 1st at 5 p.m. Both those events are free and open to the public. The town of Great Barrington is updating its open space and recreation plan as part of the process. They invite town residents to complete a brief survey. A community meeting is planned to share results on Thursday at 5:30 to 7:30 at the Berkshire South Community Center on Crissy Road. Dutchess County Animal Response Team under the Medical Reserve Corps of Dutchess County will participate in an exercise about horse rescue on Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30 at Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue. The event is only open to members of MRC and is free. The Town of Sheffield Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting set for Thursday, 7 o'clock in the second floor meeting room of Town Hall. A special town meeting in Sharon has been scheduled for the 31st at 6:30 to seek approval for $14,953 of appropriation to repair the town's tennis courts and to name a town representative to the Region 1 Board of Education after the resignation of Bob Whalen. That meeting, of course, is coming up on Friday evening. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield invites you for an evening of music and conversation. Ben Cosgrove, Friday at 7:30, is presented in part by the Berkshire Environmental Action Team. More details at 413-229-2357. There'll be a Groundhog Day barn dance at the Town Hall in Cornwall on Saturday, 6:45 to 9:30. Betsy's Band will provide live traditional New England country music. Teaching caller Don Heinold will explain how the dance flows, beginning the evening at 6:45. Wear casual clothes and soft-soled shoes. Suggested donation $5 to $8 per child and $10 to $15 for adults. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, February 1st from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock presents the Joint Chiefs at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. A breakfast being held at the Militant American Legion Post 178 on Sunday the 2nd from 7 to 11. The meal can be served eat-in or take-out. $8 per adult, $6 for children and seniors. The breakfast takes place on the first Sunday of the month, October through April. The post is located on Route 44. A Sunday benefit brunch at Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken to benefit the chore service will be held Sunday, February 2nd, 11 until 1. Waffles, made-to-order omelets, sliced ham, bacon, sausage, pastries, muffins, yogurt, granola, fruit, juice, coffee, and tea. Adults, $20. Children, 10 and under, $10. For reservations, 1-800-222-2909. Roloff Jansen Community Library hosting a matinee screening of Freedom Riders on Sunday the 2nd at 2 p.m. as a celebration of Black History Month at the library. The screening will be free of Stanley Nelson's Freedom Riders. On Sunday, Berkshire International Film Festival presents a 3 p.m. screening of The Pollinators on February 2nd at Bard College at Simon's Rock Daniel Arts Center on Alfred Road in Great Barrington. Tickets are available at the door, $10 per person. Berkshire International Film Festival Real Friends, Simon's Rock students and faculty are admitted free. More details at biffma.org. In Copaic Falls on the 2nd, a Winds in the Wilderness concert will take place at 3 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344. More information at 518-329-1577 or on Facebook, Wind in the Wilderness Concerts. Crescendo presents Thanksgivings for Life and Love, February 2nd at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church on Main Street in Lakeville. Tickets are available, $35 general, $60 premium, $10 for students. More information and tickets at worldclassmusic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 454.61 to 28,535.12 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 9139.31, and the S&P 500 at 3,243.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.